Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Eastern Radio Show special Christmas program tonight. This is our 49th broadcast this year. We've pre-recorded the show so that our cast will have a wonderful holiday season time off with their families. We hope you'll enjoy the season of Christmas joy and the coming of a happy new year. We check in for tonight's flight at the North Pole Flight Operations, where we find Santa consulting with all his operational elves and other workers. Hello, Captain Santa. Great to be working with you on this Christmas Eve flight 2011 tonight. I've got an ETD, estimated time of departure, for 6 p.m., and I've checked with the elves. They're all here and ready to go. Hope our weather's good.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes, Luann, it's good to see you again. It seems we only see each other once a year. I always put in a request for crew scheduling for you, my favorite elves to work my special once-a-year flight. I haven't checked the weather yet, but regardless of the conditions, we're expected by millions and millions of good boys and girls, and we will fulfill our mission. Ho, ho, ho!
Santa's chief elfineer checks in with the status of the equipment pre-flight for tonight's flight.
Captain Santa, I've checked our power supply team of 8 reindeer. There's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donder, and Blitzen, and they seem to be in great holiday spirit. Since our flight will take us into some inclement weather in some countries that we are flight planned, I've done what you've asked, and I've got Rudolph prepared at the head of the team. His nose beacon will be a welcome piece of equipment for the others to follow. Your cockpit is all pre-flighted, and the sleigh ski runners are all waxed to give us smooth rooftop landings and a maximum airspeed that you'll need to make this a worldwide flight tonight.
Santa's crew catering has made sure that Santa's entire crew will be well fed for the round-the-world flight tonight. Luann, Santa's senior elf attendant, tells Santa about the crew meals prepared by Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Santa Claus and her elves, Jingle and Jangle, have catered our flight tonight with your favorite Christmas meal. She says to make sure you share with all of us, as there's more than enough, since she suspects we will all be getting special treats in the homes we visit. Next, Santa needs to go over the dispatch relief for Santa Flight 2011. The dispatcher briefs Santa about tonight's flight. Weight and balance has to be figured very carefully, so as not to upset all of tonight's much-anticipated cargo.
Well, Santa, I've got your dispatch release ready, and it looks like you'll be loaded to maximum gross takeoff weight for tonight's flight. I checked with SDM, Sleigh and Deer Team Maintenance, and they advised that there's no write-ups on the sleigh, but there is a watch item on Prancer's right hind leg. Seems he'd been written up for soreness last week when he was playing with the other reindeers, and fell on a slick of ice. But he seems pretty fit for tonight's flight. If it becomes necessary for you to ground him along the way, I've got Rudolph as your backup, since he will be your red-nosed beacon guiding your sleigh tonight. I see on the World Doppler radar some scattered snow showers over Alaska, Canada, and the northern half of America. Southern portion of America, Caribbean, Central, and South America are showing only a few scattered cumulus clouds. Europe, Asia, Indonesia, Australia all show nearly cavalcade weather, meaning clear air, visibility unlimited. You should be ahead of schedule for all your deliveries, probably enough reindeer fuel for the entire flight and won't need a planned mid-air refueling. If this looks okay to you, Santa, will you sign the dispatch release?
Ho, ho, ho. Certainly, Chief Dispatcher. Have a merry, merry Christmas and thanks for the briefing. Ho, 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 ho.
It's getting very close to departure time, and to make sure that the sleigh and deer equipment checks out, Santa has his first elf and second elf go through the checklist. Let's listen in to the reading of the sleigh craft checklist.
Let's do the before takeoff checklist. Before starting, deer engines. Circuit breakers.
Checked.
Seatbelt and no smoking.
On.
Flight recorder and voice recorder.
Tested.
Oxygen.
On and 100%.
The ho 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 speakers.
They're checked.
Sleigh anti-skid.
Tested and normal.
Compass.
Checked and set to the North Pole.
Annunciator Christmas lights.
Tested and set bright.
Exterior lights.
All on.
Servo harness controls.
On and hitched.
Deer start panel.
All nine set for start.
Ice protection.
As needed and checked.
Auto flight navigation.
Checked.
Flight instruments and altimeters.
Checked and set.
GPWS and address book for the good boys and girls.
Chested and tested. Checked and tested, I should say, Santa.
Speed brakes.
It's retracted.
Sleigh parking brakes and pressure.
Set and checked.
Radar and transponder.
Stand by, and I got it set to 20, or that's 2011.
Roger. Sleigh trim control.
Set variable loads.
Batteries for all sizes.
They're plentiful.
Fuel quantity.
Max for around the world.
Well, we're down to the line. We'll continue. Fuel quantity.
Recheck maximum.
Rudolph's rotating beacon.
I got it turned on.
Deer start panel.
Set for 9 starts.
Sounds great. Let's do our before taxi checklist. Cargo and sleigh door lights.
Checked and out.
Flight attendant and elf signal.
I've given it.
Deer start panel.
Crank start abort.
Clay brake fan.
There as required.
Once the checklist is read, it's now time to advise air traffic control so that the dispatch file flight plan can be delivered to the crew.
Co-pilot Elf, I have your flight clearance whenever you're ready to copy.
Roger, we're ready to copy.
ATC clears Santa Flight 2011 around the world with unlimited rooftop stops along the way. Maintain a block altitude of sea level to flight level 330 and higher if required. Fly an initial heading of 180 degrees until visual sighting of first intended rooftop landing, then cleared for touch and goes until you're ready for a vector for your return to the North Pole. Squawk code 2011. Can you read back your clearance, co-pilot Elf?
Yes, sir. Our clearance reads, ATC clears Santa's flight 2011 around the world with unlimited rooftop stops along the way. Maintain a block altitude of sea level to flight level 330 and higher if required. Fly an initial heading of 180 degrees until visual sighting of first intended rooftop landing, then cleared for touch and goes until we're ready for a vector for a return to the North Pole, squawking code 2011.
Santa 2011, let us know when you're ready for takeoff.
Okay, we'll do the checklist and get Rudolph lined up on runway 18. We'll let you know. Okay, Elves, let's run through the before takeoff checklist. Cargo and cargo door lights.
Fill to max capacity.
Sleigh yaw dampeners and pitch trims.
Engaged.
Deer team reins.
Attached and free movement.
Sleigh flight controls.
Check free movement.
Takeoff configuration.
Tested.
Seatbelt shoulder harnesses.
On.
Santa's cockpit door?
Locked.
We're down to the line and continuing. Flight attendants and elf signal.
Let me give it here, Santa. It's given.
Good. Rudolph, beacon, and sleigh strobe lights.
They're all on.
First elf, Bud, tell the tower we're ready for takeoff. North Pole Tower, Santa, flight 2011, ready to go.
Roger, flight 2011. You're cleared for takeoff, and tell everyone you visit to have a Merry Christmas from all of us here at the North Pole Air Traffic Control. Have a safe flight, sir.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Ho, ho, ho!
There is a Christmas poem we'd like to read, one for general aviation, and we'll read that first, and I think you'll enjoy it, and then the other one is an airline Christmas poem. Bud, how about reading the Christmas poem for general aviation?
I'd be happy to. A Christmas poem for pilots. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and out on the ramp, not an airplane was stirring, not even a champ. The aircraft were fastened to tie-downs with care, in hopes that come morning they would all be there. The fuel trucks were nestled, all snug in their spots, where peak gusts from 320 reached 39 knots. I sank behind the fuel desk, now finally caught up, and settled down comfortably, resting my butts. When over the radio there arose such a clatter, I tuned up the scanner to see what was the matter. A voice clearly heard over static and snow asked for clearance to land at the airport below. He barked out to transmission so lively and quick, I could have sworn that the call sign he used was Saint Nick. Away to the window I flew like a flash, sure that it was only Horizon's last dash. Then he called his position, and there could be no denial, it was St. Nicholas I, and I'm turning on final. When what to my wondering eyes should appear? A rootin' sleigh with 8 Rotex reindeer. Cleared for the ILS, down the glide slope they came, as they passed all fixes, he called them by name. Now Ringo, now Tolga, now Trini and Bacon, on Comet, on Cupid. What pills was he taking? Those last couple of fixes left the controllers confused. They called down to the office to give us the news. The message they left was both urgent and dour. When Santa lands, have him please call the tower. He landed like silk with the sleigh runners sparking.
Then I heard, "Exit at Charlie and taxi to parking." He slowed to a taxi and exited 2-3. As he came down the taxiway, the sleigh bells jingles grew. He stepped out of the sleigh, but before he could talk, I had run out to him with my best set of chocks. He was dressed all in fur, which was covered with frost, and his beard was as blackened from Rotex reindeer exhaust. His breath smelled of peppermint, gone slightly stale, and he puffed on a pipe, but he didn't inhale. His cheeks were all rosy and jingling like jelly. His boots were as black as a crop duster's belly. He was chubby and plump and right jolly old folk. He was kindly informed me that he needed some fuel. A wink of his eye and a twist of his toes let me know that he was desperate to powder his nose. I spoke not a word, but went straight to my work, and I filled up the sleigh, but I spilled like a jerk. He came out of the restroom with a sigh of relief and then picked up a phone for the flight service brief. And I thought, as he silently scribbled in his log, that Rudolph, he could land in 1/8-mile fog. Next, he completed his pre-flight from the front to the rear, and then he put on his headset, and I heard him yell, "Clear!" Delaying a finger on his push-to-talk, he called up the tower for a clearance and squawk.
After departure, fly heading 320, the tower called forth.
And watch for the Luscombe inbound from the north. Then I heard him proclaim as he climbed through the night, "Merry Christmas to all! I have traffic in sight!"
The flight before Christmas. 'Twas the flight before Christmas, and all through the sky, not a creature was stirring, except the captain and I. The throttles were set on the quadrant with care, in hopes of beating St. Nicholas there. The passengers were nestled all snug in their seats. The purring of engines had lulled them to sleep. And captain at the wheel and I on his right had just leveled off for a long winter's flight. When out of the sky there arose such a clatter, we jumped in our seats to see what was the matter. We checked each engine quick as a flash, glanced at the dials all over the dash. The moonlight reflecting from the cloud bank below showed nothing amiss in the cold white glow, when what to our wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old pilot so lively and quick, we knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than our ship his course they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. "Now Pratt, now Whitney, now Curtis and Wright, on Franklin, on Allison, on, through the night. To the top of the clouds, to the top of them all, now dash away, dash away, dash away all." And then in a twinkle on our wing we did hear the prancing and pawing of each little deer. Flying swift as a wind over a cloud, they passed right by us, nodded and bowed. He was dressed in goggles and helmet and boot, and snowflakes were clinging to his flying suit. A bundle of toys was strapped to his back. He looked like a paratrooper in his jumping pack. His goggles now frosted, his dimples now merry. The wind burned his cheeks and his nose like a cherry. He had on the earphones of his radio, and he was flying the course straight as an arrow. The smoke from his pipe, his teeth held tight, streamed out behind him into the night. He had tightened his seatbelt over his belly, but it shook underneath like a bowl full of jelly. He was sure a good flyer, that jolly old elf. He flew better than Captain and even myself. With a burst of speed from his tiny sled, he was out in front and pulling ahead. He was looking for a break in the dense overcast, for he'd stockings to fill, an all-night task. When off to the south, he saw a big hole and banked to his right and started to roll. He pushed forward his stick till his team gave a whistle, and towards it they flew like the down on a thistle. But we heard him exclaim, as he dove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all is a reindeer, pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus come tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells, jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, and Santa Claus comes tonight. I'm coming, Santa Claus, I'm coming, Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, oh, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morning again. Peace on earth will come to all, we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.